This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And boy, howdy, I hate waiting in lines. It's true. And you know what? I bet you do too, or don't, or whatever it is. But anyway, you don't like waiting in lines. And you know what? There's a solution to both of our problems. Touringplans.com. That's right. Yeah. You don't have to wait in line anymore. No. Great thing about touringplans.com, you pay just a few bucks a year. And you, my friend, get to find out the tools and resources you need to see everything and do everything without waiting for everything. Check them out right now at touringplans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Monday, October something, 2014, and this is episode 1411 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on this fine podcast is Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringPlans.com and co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
I don't think I'm ready.
Can you say it again?
I don't think I am ready.
Back to Neverland.
Nope.
Return to Neverland.
Nope.
Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Third time's the charm. Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Aloha, Matt.
Appropriate greeting for today's
episode. Uh-huh.
So for those people that did not read the title or go to the website or see any tweets or Facebook messages and just blindly play podcasts that we put on, it'll still be a surprise. Also joining us on today's show, the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, I'm just hoping that we have some great tropical music going in the background.
We can't afford great tropical music. We can only afford Muzak.
Oh, I think Noel could do better than that.
Meow, 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 meow.
Also, or Scopa.
That was Noel's cat.
Was that my cat?
Also joining us on today's show is our good friend Steve Seifert of TikiManPages.com. Welcome back to WDW Today, Steve.
Hello, guys and gals.
It's been decades.
And when Steve is on the podcast, you know there's one thing. That's right, Len's not available. But also, it also means that we're talking about the Polynesian Resort. And boy, if there's a resort that's been changing lately, it's the Polynesian. And we like to keep our listeners up to date with the changes. And Steve, we hear there's quite a bit of changes that come to. We brought you on here to give us a little bit of an update and let us know what we can expect here going forward.
Wait. I thought we were going to talk about Van Halen's next tour.
I have Mr. Tester on line one.
I'm totally unprepared for this. Yes, I think since the last time we talked, there's been quite a few changes. So hopefully we can go over them all and get everybody up to speed.
Awesome. Well, of course, we have some other episodes we've had with Steve. So if you want to check those out, if you want to go in a chronological order in terms of the changes going on at the Polynesian, give you an idea, you can go to wgwda.com. But Steve, where are we? Where should we start today with these updates?
Well, so, you know, we've had it, like you said, we've had a couple of shows, and, you know, we started off with one we had about kind of the concept of what was coming. And I'm sure either people probably thought that we were drinking too many Lapu-Lapus, you know, when we had that show, or they finally realized that Disney changes their mind quite often. Now, one thing that I've discovered kind of over all this research and contacts that I have is people get the impression that Disney is all one big happy Disney, and it's almost like separate companies within a company.
Amen. Hallelujah. Live it, David.
Like little cost centers, little profit centers, right, Steve?
Yeah. I mean, even just the way, you know, decisions are made and when things go from the concept all the way to, you know, actually happening, I don't think things don't change necessarily because, you know, they want to go cheap or somebody just changed their mind. It's just there's so many people involved. It almost seems like filters. And by the time it gets through all the filters and it gets to what it will become, things often do change. And hopefully some of the better things, you know, make it through. But we've seen just in the discussions we've had that from what we initially thought was going to happen at the Polynesian, you know, got trimmed back. and changed even during the process. I think the last time we talked about, you know, obviously the biggest thing is DVC coming, and that was kind of happening at the same time as a whole resort redo. A lot of the things that were that are changing now had been planned for probably the last 10 years to have to change, things like, you know, updating the Great Ceremonial House and doing some improvements needed to happen for years and years. But I think they decided to kind of make it all happen all at once for better or for worse. So the last time I think we talked, we mentioned how Tahiti and Rapa Nui, the two longhouses, were going to get converted into DVC. And then obviously anybody that's been anywhere near the Polynesian sees the 20 bungalows that are being built offshore. But I don't remember if we discussed or not, they kind of mid-span in this planning, they decided to change over Tokelau also to DVC.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense because all three of those buildings have kind of the same size room. Two of them were built you know, in the mid-80s, and then Tokelau was built in 78. But they were basically, Tokelau was a test plan for the newer buildings. So it had the larger floor plan. Now we all know that the Polynesian, all the rooms are rather large. Even the original ones that are the quote unquote the small rooms are larger than most of the deluxe rooms, but the larger ones are even bigger. So they decided to convert all those over to, they're basically going to become all studios. There was some rumor that they added on Tokelau so that they could have some one bedrooms in the mix, because the original plan wasn't to have any. But I've come to find out now that they're moving forward with those three buildings having all studios that will connect.
Why do you think this? They're adding the DVC units in these buildings? Is it a matter of the fact that the 12 units they had originally assigned are finally someone's like, you know, maybe we need more inventory?
I think, yeah. My impression from the discussions I had was, you know, when they had the two buildings and the 20 bungalows, they were just saying that, you know, obviously stuff leaked out from, you know, these odd websites that get information. I don't know where it comes from, but the talk about the Polynesian turning into DVC early on just caused so much interest that they kind of said, wait a minute, we need more than this. And they added on that building because it was there and it was easy to convert, basically in the same way that they're converting the two now.
Okay.
Sounds connecting good. Studios.
Yes. So
it's a little odd. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that the plan behind that is, and I don't know how the point structure is going to be or the cost. It's not going to be cheap, but I think what you can, you know, the nice thing about that is you can say, hey, well, you know, one studio is not big enough. Let's get two that connect to kind of make it one. Now, the downside to that is you don't end up with a full kitchen.
Right.
Or a living room kind of a deal. Now,
did you get two microwaves?
Well, let's hope there's a microwave. I'll tell you that I saw the plans, and kind of the kitchenette area to me seems rather small. We have a timeshare now in Maui, and one side's a one bedroom and then the other side's a studio. So it's kind of looks like what I've seen with some of the DVC layouts, and our studio has a fairly good sized kitchenette in it, a full size refrigerator and a good size stove and things like that. This one, I don't know that the area, it has a sink and stuff, but I don't know how much they're going to fit in there. I haven't seen the amenities they're actually putting in. I've just seen the floor plans, and the size of the area, it doesn't really look a whole lot bigger than what you have now in the rooms that have kind of the coffee maker sitting there and their little refrigerator and stuff. It's slightly bigger, but not much.
Hmm.
So the rooms, the good thing is the rooms are, 465 square feet. So they're like 91 square feet larger than the studios that are the Grand Floridian. So we're talking large rooms. I mean, and they've split them in half, basically. The bathroom area, the bathroom / kitchenette area and closet splits the room basically in half. So the other half of the room is going to be left for whatever combination of furniture they're going to do. I'm guessing a queen and a fold out sofa bed and possibly, you know, maybe do the bed that folds up out of the TV, kind of like the Grand Floridian and Aulani do. So that would at least allow you to sleep five. I'm hoping, but as much as that sounds like, wow, that's a small room, you cut it in half. Well, I figured out the numbers, and it's like that half of a room is about 30 square feet smaller than the whole entire room in a value resort. So it's not really teeny tiny. And the bathroom is pretty unique too. I don't know all the DVC layouts, but I don't know that there's ever been one like this. It's a rather large, the first part of the bathroom, the first room is pretty large with a sink, a tub, a toilet, and quite a bit of floor space, actually. I don't know what else we'll put in there. But then there's a second door that goes into another area that has a sink and a large walk-in shower. So you can kind of have two areas to get ready in the morning for the people that are going to be staying in there. So
cool.
You would think they would at least have sleeping for four if they're going to accommodate for that, you know, many people getting ready or that much room.
Right.
The colors are going to be much darker than what we've seen in the new room design. Darker woods. They have kind of a recessed ceiling, some little bit higher end amenities, nice tile in the bathroom, kind of a black slate tile on the walls and on the floors. So I'm sure we're going to hear the comments again about the Polynesian being dark, but I don't know. For me, the Polynesian theme is dark. I mean, it just seems to fit. Yeah. I mean, it kind of fits it for me. People did appreciate they lightened up the rooms on the new room design. And I think that was kind of a compromise just from some comments, but I think all in all, people really think what they're doing here is a nice job.
Cool. It sounds like, you know, they're kind of pivoting a little bit in terms of changing it up and giving a little more variety, which is good, I think. So it'll be.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, so we're losing the big complaint's going to be, you know, we're losing 43% of the resort to DVC, and not that I can go into too much detail, but I would expect to see a phase two in about 4 years, and if it turns out the way they're planning it, people aren't going to be thrilled about it. But anyway, moving on from that.
You can't just say that.
A little teaser there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's not much I can discuss right now. It's still pretty early. But let's just say that all around Disney World, DVC is not over for a long time in many locations, including the Polynesian.
Of course, it's a cash cow for them. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be. I mean, hopefully it doesn't overtake too much and turn, you know, I hate to see a resort turn all DVC. The Polynesian is going through a lot of changes. I think there's been some in Disney that have admitted that they probably should have just shut down the whole resort. Cause basically, you know, right now we've got the whole middle section closed off doing the new pool and gathering place. Mm-hmm. The lobby's, you know, completely redone. So if people are trying to get it, biggest question is, when's all this going to be done? So going by the schedules, which we know so far, they haven't even started things on time per schedule. So obviously things will be delayed, but they're trying to wrap things up. And when I mean things, I mean DVC and all the other resort amenities by June is the target. I wouldn't be surprised if we see it slip into July or even possibly August. But as it sits right now, they're shooting to get a lot of the Great Ceremonial House and the DVC rooms themselves to a point of getting inspections. That's usually before I think they have all the, obviously, the amenities and the furniture and everything put in. But they're trying to get that by the end of the year. Originally, the target was to have it done kind of early December, but now it's kind of pushing into the end of December. Some stuff is into January, and there's a lot of target dates for what they call test stays. And I guess where they have cast members stay in the rooms. And those are kind of shooting for January, February, and even into March. So I don't think we'll see people staying in DVC till at least after March, maybe later. And then Great Ceremonial House, I think we'll start seeing some walls. We're still going to see stuff, walls go up because they're going to redo the whole front entryway. They're going to make it wider. There's going to be some new water features. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be, they're hoping it to be the kind of the new picture spot that the waterfall being removed was for a lot of people. the front end will, the front area will be just a drastic change if it goes as planned. Right now, they've got the temporary check-in desk off to one side because they're redoing the other check-in desk, which should open probably around December. Hopefully, that'll open that up a little bit more again. I wouldn't expect to see the walls for the center area to come down until earliest December, maybe January, possibly even February. All this is so dependent on the construction company, and it seems like things have been delayed. And, of course, weather can affect that too, and probably ordering materials. The pool, I think, is the big thing. It would be the thing that would keep me from going there with my family just because it's such a large area closed off. Mm. It makes getting from one side of the resort to the next difficult. You kind of have to weave yourself through the maze of the Great Ceremonial House just to get from the west end to the east end. That's shooting now for early April to be completed per the schedule. So if the schedule says that, you know, we can obviously see it go into possibly, you know, May or, and then after that, after the main pool is done, which, I don't know, do you guys want to discuss what the details of the main pool changes are going to be?
Heck yeah.
Okay. So you've probably seen that the volcano is getting chopped down right now. So what they're going to do is they're just trying to kind of open up that view, especially from like Ohana, and just they're going to have a gather. They call it the gathering place, and it's going to be right outside the back of the Great Ceremonial House. So I think they're trying to kind of open that up so you can have a better view of the lagoon and not have this big massive volcano blocking your view. You know, a lot of people seem to be attached to it. I'm surprised it's only been there since 2001. It seems fairly new to me, but I know the Imagineers that had to settle for that design, I guess, is what they, how they put it, weren't too happy with it and never always thought it was just too big, taking up too much space. So they're going to reduce that, but the pool itself will stay and the water slide will stay as is with basically a smaller rock feature around it. The pool deck itself will get quite a bit larger to accommodate more guests, have more seating area, no more, hopefully no more fighting over chairs.
Cool.
There'll be a really cool kids wet play area. If you've ever seen the one that's at Aulani or pictures of it, the renderings look similar to that. And all of that will be inside of a gated area, which we'll need a key access to get into. So I kind of asked, I said, so is this gate just going to be kind of like right in between the zero entry and the beach? Because I used to love to come right out of the pool in the zero entry and go sit on the beach. And basically they said, yeah, but what they're going to do is they're going to extend the pool deck on the beach side kind of towards the water and unfortunately take up more of that beach. Mm. But I think they're trying to give more pool deck to that side of the pool. So one of the things that's going to happen after the main pool is done is they're going to shut down the east pool, or what a lot of people call the quiet pool. And that'll also be fenced in per state regulations. But the interesting part is they're going to do a complete redo of that pool, a whole new theme, you know, new style. I haven't heard if there's going to be a water slide or anything like that, but I know it's going to be totally different. And the nice thing I've heard is they're going to add its own bar, which will obviously help with some of the, you know, the DVC side of the resort. And possibly a grill to cook up food and serve there.
Cool.
And around the time, they're supposedly going to do something. There's been contracts out for bids to do some work on Tangaroa Terrace. And as exciting as that sounds, that maybe they'd open it back up into a restaurant, which I think would be a great idea. I don't think it's going to be a restaurant, but it'll obviously be some new amenity that'll be for Polynesian guests. And we'll just have to wait and see what that's going to be. Because the renderings that I've seen were actually of the original pool design, and it was pretty amazing. But it was a complete redo. They weren't keeping anything on that first design. Now the thing that did stay from that first design, or at least a variation of it, that I think people will be excited about, and I think we talked about, was putting in a hot tub. And the hot tub's going to be kind of an infinity style hot tub that'll be over next to the Hawaii building, kind of where the kids' wet play area is now. So it'll be kind of facing the water, so you'll have kind of a nice view of the lagoon and the castle from the hot tub, hopefully.
Sweet.
And then outside the fence area, but in that same general area that they're working on, is going to be the gathering place, which is going to be kind of an entertainment area to do things like the hula dancing and hula lessons and torch lighting and have some music there and just activities. So, you know, hopefully that'll be kind of a nice area. I think they're going to have the movies. They're going to move the movies there too. They're off the beach and into that area. And originally they were going to move the fire pit, but it sounds like they're going to keep the fire pit where it's at. And then that kind of all ties into what we've seen open up recently, the Pineapple Lanai, which I'm surprised Mike's not sitting at right now, just doing the show from there. And then of course, Trader Sam's, which a lot of people are looking forward to, the outside patio will kind of blend into the south side of the pool deck area, but be on the other side of the fence. So obviously the Trader Sam's won't be gated in by the fence. Now the Barefoot Bar will be gated in by the fence, but it will have one side of it, the side that faces the marina, accessible outside the gate. So the gate will kind of split that one side of the existing Barefoot Bar as it is now.
Cool.
Trader Sam's is obviously a big question. When's that going to open? And I've wanted to go there when, you know, after it, it has its grand opening or somewhere around that time and see it. Cause I love the one out here. It was originally shooting for February, but it looks, you know, when I kind of asked about it, I kind of got some head shaking saying, no, it's going to be later than that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff for Trader Sam's will start getting wrapped up at the end of this year, but I guess there's just going to be too much they're going to do inside. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's going to be a different theme. The one out here is kind of a outpost, kind of a Adventureland kind of a thing. And the one there is going to be more themed to have a nod towards the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride that's now gone, but it'll be a nautical theme. So you'll see some different effects going on inside, and the look will be kind of more of a nautical style thing. And of course, you've probably seen that they're moving the Tiki Oa that used to be in the under new management Tiki Room. She'll be mounted on the wall and she'll go off. Yeah, if you've ever been to the Trader Sam's here, when you order certain drinks, certain effects go off. And they're going to have a different effect kind of for each of the specialty drinks. Whereas out here, they kind of run kind of the similar effects for the, you know, the different drinks, but they wanted to kind of have something a little bit more unique out there.
Great. That's some good stuff, Steve. We only got a couple minutes here. So any other last updates you want to make sure that we don't miss?
People have been asking if there's going to be disruptions to the restaurants. And I think other than some minimal stuff, we shouldn't see it closed down for very long. Or any changes to the themes of those, which is a good thing. Cause I really enjoy both. Other than that, people are just going to have to be patient for all this stuff to wrap up. And I think a good target, if they want to go when the construction is done, probably going to be later next summer.
Sounds good. Well, that phone call means it's time to wrap up this episode of WGW Today. And of course, for more information about all the stuff Steve's talking about, you should check out his website, tikimanpages.com. We'll have a link in our show notes for that. And of course, our sponsor is touringplans.com. And you hear us all the time talking about touringplans.com. What a great deal it is. Well, how much great service you get from it, because of course it gets you everything that you need to do to be able to skip those long lines in Walt Disney World. But we have a special discount code just for our WDW Today listeners. If you use discount code ZUZU2014, you'll save 21% off your touringplans.com subscription. Check them out right now at touringplans.com. For Lentesta, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, the fabulous Annette Owens, and Steve Seifert, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll talk again soon.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.